basically the end of what we're calling humanity is just the end of what I'm calling this simulation.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, that doesn't matter. That's, for all intents and purposes of the story, we're just regular Earth.
Did you say for all intensive purposes?
No, I did not.
I think you did.
I did not. I just slurred them together, intents and purposes.
Well, then you should thank me for addressing it, because otherwise people would have assumed you did.
Okay, thank you. I'm not stupid.
Jeff, I have another question from our friends at Arguably Correct.
Those crazy cats. What are they arguably wrong about this time?
This was sent to me by Jeff from that show, so other Jeff. Do you know? Did you know that, by the way?
Yeah, Nega Jeff.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm Nega Jeff.
Okay, ready? What do you wash first in the shower and why?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty short answer, actually, because I only wash one thing.
I think I know what it is.
My belly button.
Oh, not what I was thinking.
But no, actually soaping only takes me like have you ever seen that that diagram? I think I first saw it on Reddit, as the origin of all things is, but like it's like the heat map of where you scrub.
Right, yeah.
On the body diagram, and it's just like crotch, crotch, crotch.
Yeah.
Like two little armpit zones.
Yeah.
And then the rest is just colored water will take care of it.
Yeah. I learned the hard way that you should wash your feet every now and then.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Toe jam is real.
In college, I developed a plantar wart.
Ugh.
But the doctor was like, if you've been showering like at the gym or in a dorm, and the gym was true. And also I lived in a house that was, you know, no better than a dorm cleanliness wise, probably far worse. I don't think anybody ever cleaned the bathroom. So when you think about it, I was just standing in the dirt of other people in the shower.
Yeah.
Every time.
Every time.
Yeah. And then I remember that shower would, it drained slowly because no one ever cleaned it, turns out. turns out you have to clean those.
Did a girl live there?
And then, yeah. It was, it started after she moved in. And that's just what happens with long hair.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, you'd be standing in like an inch and a half of water the whole time.
That's so gross.
Yeah, disgusting.
Ugh.
And that's how you get plantar warts,
especially if you have to pee in the shower, which you always do.
I did not do it for that chunk of my life, but I agree with you that, you pee in the shower, especially as a guy. But women do it too. They say they don't, but they do.
Do they say they don't?
I don't know. I feel like
is that on that list? Okay.
But as a guy, you can aim it right in the drain. Like I aim to just not touch the tub at all. And I think that's fine.
Oh, that's cool. I like to try and pee as high as I can up the wall.
You try to touch where the water doesn't get normally.
Yeah. For some reason, the ceiling in the shower is all yellow now, but
So what do you wash first?
I like to take the bar of soap and rub it on like my pube patch.
Do you?
It's like a lathering zone, you know?
Well, yeah, it's easy to lather in that.
Yeah, you like
that bush.
You use your pube stubble as like a little Grillo pad.
Okay, you've said two interesting things that I want to follow up on. One, bar of soap, and before I forget, I'm going to tell you the second one: pube stubble. And we have to discuss both.
Pubes double, band name.
So bar of soap. Do you actually use a bar of soap in your shower?
I go back and forth.
Why do you go back and forth?
Well, I mean, not on purpose. It's just like I go through phases.
Right. Okay.
I need a nice gentle soap. Got that sensitive skin. So I like a Dove bar. Or recently, I've got onto this tea tree oil body wash liquid soap. Makes it smell good, but it also leaves your skin flora intact.
How do you know this?
It's a thing. It's a defense soap. It's made for like washing up after like wrestling and jujitsu and stuff. I learned about it from Joe Rogan, of course.
You sound like a tea tree oil shill.
I will be. I don't care. It's great.
Are they paying you?
They're paying me in healthy skin flora, yeah.
And that's all I need.
That's all I need, literally.
Okay, second thing. Well, let's stay on bars for a second. I think bars of soap are kind of gross. Like, there's always a hair on the bar.
Yeah, we were having this discussion with our friend Sarah recently. We were having the washcloth versus like bare raw bar debate.
Okay. What is even that debate?
Do you use a washcloth?
Like, do you rub it on the soap first?
Yes.
Wait.
Are you... You don't know... You're telling me you don't know how to use a washcloth. So I don't think I have
I think it's weird that you rub it on the soap first. I would rub my body with the bar and then use the washcloth to, like, scrub.
I guess that doesn't make...
Like, how do you even rub it on the washcloth first? Like, do you... I picture you putting the soap in a little hobo bag of a washcloth and, like, shaking it around.
I bet there's people who do that. No, you can just rub it on, but I'm not a washcloth user either, so I couldn't tell you.
Washcloths are gross, I think.
I think so, too. They do get you cleaner. They definitely exfoliate better, but then you're leaving a wet washcloth after.
Yeah.
It's like you need a fresh one every time.
Yeah, that's the gross part. Yeah. Do you use a loofah?
I have used a loofah. I've gone through a loofah phase or two.
Loofahs are nice, but they also get gross. Like, anything you leave in the shower is gross.
Yeah. I mean, a loofah is for taking skin off. So it's inevitably going to have skin in and on it at all times.
I just have gone, like, I've just gone to hands. Like, I just wash myself with my hands and soap on my hands.
Yeah, I'm just a hand soaper.
Yeah, I also don't use a bar. It's, you know, gel or whatever. Liquid. Okay.
What about a puff? Ever use a puff?
What's the difference between a puff and a loofah?
I think a puff's a bit softer, quite a bit softer.
So it's not to take skin off, it's just to...
It's like a light exfoliator, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't use a puff either for the same reasons.
I like the puff because you can get like a lot of nice bubsies in there.
Yeah, the suds.
Get it nice and saturated.
Lather it right up. Yeah. That brings us back to pube stubble or whatever the phrase was.
Back. Yeah, pube stubble.
Do you shave? Like, is there stubble?
I use the hair trim, like the hair buzzer. But I don't go right down. I just use the shortest attachment. You don't want to go right down to skin. Then you're just asking for itchies.
So you don't really have stubble then?
No. Well,
because I would call stubble like, you know, tiny, like half a centimeter.
It's that short.
Wow.
But
interesting. An aerodynamic region.
I use the shortest setting on the clipper, which is like very...
That's very short.
Yeah.
Wow.
If there was a shorter one, I'd use it, but...
I prefer it to be a bit longer because I don't want it to be stubbly. Like, I don't want it to be hard, you know? Because the friction is a problem.
Yeah, the first couple days
before
it, like, softens up.
In your youth, did you ever experiment with other styles of pube?
Styles of pube. It sounds like I could choose, like, a different color to grow or, like...
Wait, so you didn't ever dye your pubes?
Styles of shaving, I assume you mean.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. I've gone the razor route many a time and like regretted it every bare. Time.
Yeah,
every
me
time.
Too. I've done it, I think I've done it like 3 to 5 times ever. It's awful. Like, first of all...
It's kind of novel, like, right when you're done. Yes. Like, right for the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, but...
when you go in the shower after, you're like, oh, that was pretty sweet.
But first of all, is the look good? Like, is it a... It's not a good look, right? And women don't want that, do they?
I don't think there is a good look, period. Like,
okay, that's fair.
It's just different.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't know. I think it's awful.
You can get into like a baby bird situation.
Yeah.
It can be uncomfortable.
Yeah, and the stubble when it's growing back at first is ridiculous. like so itchy.
Yeah, that's the number one reason you never want to go there.
Yeah, so I'm with you on the trimmer, but much longer a setting for me.
Okay, fair enough. So where do you soap first? did you even answer?
I do the same thing. Like, I put soap in my hands. I sort of lather it up in my hands, and then I do crotch first. Yeah. And, oh, we didn't talk about the butt crack. That's sort of a that's sort of a procedure, right? Like, what do you do to your butt?
You mean with soap? In the shower? I don't know. It's like the crotch. It's like four, like, swift hand motions. It's like your hands, like, follow the crotch V.
Yeah.
And they go around back and follow, like, the butt V.
Yeah.
And then it's like, I don't know, it's almost like an autonomous, like,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
When you reach for your wallet and pay for something, it's like you're going through the motions, you're not really thinking about.
Reaching for your wallet and paying for something is just a funny.
I know, it's so similar.
It's transactional. I'd like one clean butt crack, please.
I'm just saying, like, the motion is,
yeah, no, I know, very I know. It is very, yeah, similar.
The skill transfers.
If you can wash your butt, you can pay it for stuff.
Remember that, kids.
Do you have a lot of butt crack hair?
I'd say I'm, like, probably below average.
Yeah, I had a friend in high school that would complain about the amount of hair in his butt crack and, yeah, like, how hard it was to wash.
Yeah.
And I have, like, some, and it is a pain sometimes.
Just judging by, like, how much body hair I see on other guys compared to my own, I can only imagine the nightmare that some people must, yeah, deal with.
It would be like, and it would just be hard. Like, it would be like a forest, and to clean.
Yeah.
It just seems rough.
Like, I would never shave back there for,
oh my
for
God,
itch purposes.
Could you imagine?
But if I was like a bear type dude,
yeah,
maybe it'd be worth it. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it would be worth it. It seems awful either way. Like, there's a Goldilocks zone, of course, yeah, but too hairy, that just seems the worst. And
now, if you wax, does it come back? Is this a myth of when you wax, does it come back, like, weaker and smaller?
I don't know. I don't know if that's a myth or not.
Maybe that's the advantage of waxing your beehole.
Would you ever, like,
the itchy stubble?
Have you ever tried Nair to remove,
no, but
pube hair?
It's basically acid. You don't want to put that down
there. They have, like, sensitive version.
I don't trust it. It's still dissolving your hair.
I haven't used it yet either. It does seem terrifying to get near, you know.
Yeah,
that stuff.
If judging by how much getting soap in your pee hole hurts, I'm pretty sure I don't want anything that dissolves anything.
Yeah,
on my body going.
No
up
dissolving
there.
Agents. Yeah. Nearby. Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Shady Accounting Practices. Keep your money offshore.
Have you ever been wandering through the desert, searching for a drink of water, but all you had was a phone? And on that phone, all you could call was one number. What would that number be? 1 888 Bark 56.
So we're holding the mics today. I feel like we should be asking rap questions.
Well, we're both also sort of, like, leaning forward in our chairs, so it seems like we're about to drop a sick beat.
Can you beatbox at all?
No, I'm not willing to try right now. Maybe let me practice for next week, and then maybe I'll do it on the show.
Maybe. Okay. Oh man, I wish I had. Did you hear that Donald Glover won, I think, the Grammy for the best album and, like, best rap song?
Oh no.
And didn't show up to claim them? What a baller!
Yeah, that is a good move. Yeah. Fuck the Grammys though.
Yeah, fuck the Grammys.
he should write, that should be his next hit single.
I think it already is. Like,
yeah, actually, he doesn't have to.
He
write
doesn't even have
it.
To release it. Okay. Here's the question, though. It is somewhat hip hop related.
Okay.
Via the Jay-Z connection.
Is that a clothing label or?
No, it's just a thing. Like it's like 2 degrees of Jay-Z.
Yeah, gotcha.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah,
2 degrees of Jay-Z.
Wow, two.
Okay, yeah. How much would you pay for a Dorito that looked exactly like Beyonce?
Where did you get this question?
I don't know. It was on a show I saw recently. Maybe Russian Doll. Maybe.
Okay. Like, wait, so it was a plot line on the show that they had a Dorito?
Maybe it was Electric Dreams on Amazon. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone was selling a Dorito on Amazon that had like the impression of Beyonce.
Okay, how good was their Dorito on the show? Was it exactly like?
It was like, no, it was like, you know, when Mother Teresa shows up on toast or whatever.
Yeah, it's
like
a vague one of those.
Interpretation.
Yeah. Okay.
But it had your been question, photoshopped.
Right.
Oh, wait. Was it? It might have been Patriot Act.
Okay. It doesn't matter what show it is. It doesn't matter.
Someone will, well, no one will
hear. Everybody's screaming it at their radio.
Yeah. I watch too many things and they all blur together.
Anyways, your question was like an exact, like how, I need to know on the scale where before like, I drop a
it's
price.
It's like, it's so good that to you, like a non-believer in like...
deities on snacks?
Yeah. It's so good that it like turns you into a believer.
Okay.
And you're like, this is an actual sign from a higher power.
How can I, am I allowed to somehow investigate the provenance of the Dorito? Like, is it legit? Like, do I know it legit just came out of a Dorito bag?
You don't, but you don't really care. It's that good. Like, it moves
you. Because the art is that good, like, if it's fake.
It brings you to tears to even gaze upon this Dorito.
I feel like I would pay a little too much for it. Like a slightly embarrassing amount. I don't know how much, but like whatever slightly embarrassing is to you, that's how much I would pay.
Yeah. Good. I think that that's the right answer because I feel like it's really an investment. Like
I do think that I could turn it, if it was that good, then I could turn it around if I needed to.
A Beyonce Dorito, I feel, holds its value pretty well in this economy.
Why does Beyonce specifically?
Like, she has a lot of clout. She's, if there was, I don't know, a lesser celebrity on a Dorito, I definitely wouldn't pay, like, scale. Like,
Beyonce's just, like, sort of the top.
Yeah.
Top of her game.
There's few celebrities I would pay for a Dorito of. And I gotta say, she's firmly on that list.
Well, I think you're right in, and I think that other people would too, and that's part of why I would pay a slightly embarrassing amount because I know that someone will pay more for it.
Yeah.
So
it's a smart purchase.
Yeah. Imagine though, like now I'm going to have a nightmare where I take a bite and I am left with a half of Beyonce.
Oh man, that'd be the worst.
I also wanted to ask you, is it like, I forget if your question said shaped. Is it shaped?
No, it's like shaped just like a regular Dorito, triangular. Okay.
So it's just the...
But like her face takes up like most of it.
Yeah, but it's just like the spice pattern and the...
Yeah, it's like a two-color image.
Yeah. Toast is less cool than a Dorito. If it happened like naturally, you know what I mean? Like if a Dorito just came out looking like Beyonce, that's amazing. But if a toast came out that way, it's less cool. It's like, yeah, the heating element is like Beyonce shaped or whatever.
Right.
You know, like a Dorito is more random.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more impressive.
True. A lot more things have to fall into place. A lot of seasoned spice crumbs. A lot of Cheeto dust spores have to align like the planets.
That's our new phrase. The dust spores have a line.
Absolutely.